And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And praise the Lord, we are back for a new decade and a new year. This year is the year that God has blessed me with in dreams and visions. That this is the year of the apocalypse, the year of Revelation. And to reveal, we're actually going to look back in history as we have Jonathan Gray here, whose website is Before Us, BeforeUS.com. I strongly suggest you purchase his videos and ebooks and so on, and become aware that the ancient truths in the Bible, written by an author called the Most High God, the God of eternity. For to God there is no such thing as a past, present, or future. It's all now to God. There's no such thing as dimensions of time or space or size. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And he is not shaking in his throne where he is in the throne of eternity. What people have to understand, he put these things in the Bible. In fact, I think one of the jokes I use is that he put questions oftentimes in the New Testament with the answers in the Old. He put geopolitical and archaeological facts that would be discovered at the time of the end to prove that God's word is his word, that not another book, not the Book of the Dead or the Bhagavad Gita or the Upanishads or the Urantia book or any other book of any ancient so-called unholy book written by shamans is the truth of the Most High God, but the Bible is the Biblia. And what people have to understand is that God is coming back soon. If you see the events starting to conspire now with Iran, the Prince of Persia, if you see the events happening in the Middle East, you realize we are literally months and years, not decades away from catastrophe, aren't we?
That's right. And
Jonathan,
we better
ahead.
Believe it. Yeah.
I can't hear Jonathan.
Yes, Dr. Bill.
Do we have Jonathan? Is he still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I can't hear Jonathan.
You can't hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Jonathan, I can hear an echo now. I can hear my
yes?
own voice.
Can you hear
Something's
me now?
Something's happening at the board there, so I... No, yeah, I can hear myself. I can't hear Jonathan. I hear an echo of my own voice.
I'll hang up and call me again.
Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I did hear him earlier when we started the break. Go ahead, Jonathan. Okay. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm here.
Jonathan, are you there?
Yes.
Let's try to reconnect.
I'm here,
Jonathan.
Dr. Bill.
Something
can you hear me?
Connection. It wouldn't surprise me, though, because the dark side doesn't want us to speak the truth today or any other day, whether it's ancient archaeology or modern things are going to happen. So
yes.
Let's reconnect with Jonathan. Obviously, what's going on at the board there doesn't make sense where... I heard him for a minute, then I heard myself speaking, and now I can't hear him at all. So let's reconnect.
I'll hang up.
So here's what I expect to happen.
Okay.
Number one, we're going to go over some archaeology of ancient sites, which you can find a lot of ancient books. One of the things that converted Jonathan was the Sting of the Scorpion book, which you can get, that explains how he learned that the astrological signs before even the Babylonians existed were in space that indicated the coming Messiah, incarnation of the God of the universe in human flesh. There's not three gods, there's one. There's not a Holy Spirit God separate from Jesus, separate from the Father. It's the Father in the flesh. That's what his name means, Yahashua HaMashiach, the breath that created everything and dwelt among us. So when people look at Jesus and think he's just a little babe in a manger, that's the incarnation of the Creator God of the universe existing in human flesh, and then dying among us to show us the pathway that if you're not willing to die for the truth, you can't live for it either. And the truth is God. In fact, you can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. Do we have Jonathan back? Not yet. I can't believe it. Let's see. You must be having some technical problems there. That's very unusual. We were connected by phone to Jonathan in New Zealand, weren't we? Yeah, let's see if we can connect. Anyway, here's the things that I see happening right now. Iran has basically took a very anemic response, sending 15 missiles to defend their face. But at the same time, they want to have the 12th Mahdi show up so that they can Islamify the world. They think that if they destroy Israel and, of course, death to America, they're bringing about the Islamification of the planet under Islam and Allah, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. You have to understand this is right out of the Bible. And read out the prophetic warnings that go back to the books of Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, etc. That's why I think it's kind of interesting that the Questions are often in the New Testament, like the book of Revelation, but the answers are in the Old. Fascinating, isn't it? Do we have Jonathan now? Okay, Jonathan, you're back.
Yes, you can hear me now, Dr. Bill.
We lost our connection. I want you to tell us the ancient archaeology you want to talk about today. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to talk about the lost cities, the five lost cities in Israel. According to the book of Genesis, five cities, Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Zoar, sat on a fertile watered plain near the Valley of Siddim, as it was called. Now, that's the present Dead Sea.
Right.
But in ancient times, the region was compared to the lush Garden of Eden.
Right. Let me insert a comment here. Do you know that the only gas field inside the state of Israel discovered was in Zohar, which still exists? Go ahead.
Yes. And two interesting events are recorded. Mm-hmm. A battle between these five cities and four other kings, a coalition from Persia, that came because these cities had something they wanted. Then the second event is the city's destruction. And now how it started was that Lot, a nephew of the Hebrew patriarch Abraham, moved into the city of Sodom to live. And the afternoon before the fiery judgment fell upon the cities, two strangers came in, and Lot invited them to lodge in his house overnight. And that evening they disclosed their purpose and urged Lot to leave the city quickly. Well, a band of homosexuals banged on the door demanding that the visitors be surrendered to them. And it's a fast action account in the scripture, in the Bible. And it's charged with emotion. Lot's family has to be literally pulled out of the city for their own safety, and leaving behind two sons-in-law to whom Lot's pleadings were just like one gone mad.
Right.
And the raining of fire and brimstone, which is sulfur, in which the land was smoking like a furnace, utterly destroyed these five cities and turned the countryside into a desert, which it still is today. It's a really dramatic event. Now, the scripture says that their big folly was the fact that they had not just sexual perversion; they were guilty of that. But we learn that the root of their evil stemmed from their great wealth, which led them to become idle and disregard everyone else. They were full of pride, thinking they are better than everybody else. Now, the question will arise naturally, why were they so wealthy that they didn't have to work? What was the source of their wealth? And one clue is that the mention of slime pits or tar or asphalt bitumen pits,
right,
which was used extensively over the ancient world. And not only was it used in mortar, it was also used to provide many other supplies for everything.
Right.
And the highest price among all the purchases in ancient Syria, we have the Eblah tablets from Syria, just north of Israel. One tablet lists some purchases, and the price for each of them in silver shows that the highest price was paid for bitumen. Just like oil today has a high price. And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah had only to walk out into their front yard to gather it. They had no reason to go into hard work. They actually had a gold mine just there to pick up for the taking. And their wealth was amazing. And the other nations around wanted that wealth. And that was the cause of the war that came against them first. And it was easily accessed, the bitumen. Required no oil wells, it oozed up to the surface, and today, it's much the same as today. Oil is still regarded as a strategic resource justifying war. And as we know, a large part of our own consumer products are derived from oil. And we can think of applications of plastic, for example, in the manufacture of containers, furniture, electronics, and so on.
Right.
Now, it's very, very interesting that oil, back in that same part of the world, was a cause of war, just as it is today.
Right.
Now, today, the Vale of Siddim, which was at a place where the oil was oozing out of the ground as bitumen, today it's covered by the waters of the Dead Sea. And this is the deepest spot on earth. It dips down between Israel and Jordan, some 1,300 feet, that's 400 meters below sea level, to what is known as the Dead Sea. And Dr. Bill, in this lake, no fish can live. The waters are 28% salt, six times saltier than the ocean. And any careless fish that ventures from the River Jordan down into this evil lake chokes to death and is pickled.
Right.
And in this water, you cannot sink. When you jump in, you feel as if you're being thrown out again. And for me, actually, this was quite a temptation. On my first visit down there, I succumbed to lying back on top of the water like a floating cork to read a book.
Yeah, actually, I read a newspaper while I was sitting in the Dead Sea back in 1999. It was funny.
And you did the same, Dr. Bill. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You sit there and you say, this is bizarre. Now, people, let me tell you some geography of the area, which I happen to have some personal knowledge. What happened is in 1999, I traveled to Dallas, Texas, and I gave some prophetic warnings and so on after I gave my books, Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon, to the audience. We had a few thousand people there. And Hayseed Stevens asked me to come to the Whataburger afterward, and we spoke till about 5:30 in the morning because he had been exploring at the Elohim Perazim drill site at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, which prophetically in the Bible says there's a giant deposit of oil there. So the Israeli oil company under FICO, the oil engineer under Ariel Sharon, he was excavating back into the, and this is back in the early 90s, and he lost a drillfish bit about 3 or 4 years earlier at 16,800 feet. And he'd already found, and along with the Israelis, they found oil shale there. And he estimated that the oil was similar to what's called the gold theory, which means it's not created by dormant dinosaurs and ferns millions of years ago. It's created because the Earth is a nuclear reactor and creates larger hydrocarbon molecules. Well, what I told him actually, because I had been taken supernaturally, and the angel brought me through the ground at the southwest into the Dead Sea before I even went to Dallas and met Hayseed, and told him that there was the largest batholith of oil on the Earth, and that there was a fault zone running from Turkey all the way to Lake Victoria in Africa, and that fault zone had struck the oil batholith and caused a giant explosion that blew the entire valley out into space. And the guy who confirmed that was FICO, the oil engineer for the Israelis. He said, how do you know this? I said, supernaturally, God showed me this. He said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not. And when we went there, we had not only Hayseed Stevens, but we also had bankers. He'd been delayed a few days in New York trying to get billions of dollars for the drilling. But FICO was there, all the oil engineers. What they realized, and I had to have a prayer, which I did in English, and at the time I couldn't speak Hebrew. I had it translated. So I said this prayer at sundown, at the start of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, called Elohim Perazim drill site. And I told them, do not drill here, because the sound will be so loud you'll hear it in Jerusalem, and the entire Dead Sea will fill with oil, which you can't stop because of the pressure. And it will result in an immediate invasion by the kings of the east to take the oil, the spoil, because the 95% of the world's potash is there between Jordan and Israel, but 14.3 trillion barrels of oil is there, and it's renewable. And all the oil fields, including the one in Syria that now we handed over to the Turks, that oil field up there is fed from the same batholith. Okay? Now, I said this 21 years ago, and Hayseed Stevens wanted me to go, so we went to the Dead Sea, and that's how I got to sit in the Dead Sea, at the hotel there. And I was there with Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club, and an Iowa farmer, there was a soybean farmer and others. People need to understand, this is not theory. They are actually drilling there, and they found the Zohar fields and also the Levian fields, so it's the Cyprus, all fed from the same batholith in the Middle East. People need to know this. And Zohar, the only one of these five towns still exists, has the only large gas field inside Israel, is in Zohar, right now.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, I'm going to mention a couple things I want to get your validation on today, because I want you to go through this archaeology in these ancient cities, because Zohar is the only one that still exists, and it's in the only gas field in Israel.
Yeah.
So we're back, and so of these five cities, the only one that still exists is Zohar, which is a gas field. People need to know this is not open to opinion. You've actually visited there. I've seen these sulfur balls. If you light one of these little buggers, they can burn at 6,000 degrees. They'll burn your hand right through steel. That's how damn hot they are.
Well, we'll get on to that a little later in the program.
Yeah, I'd like you to kind of talk about these ancient cities. Go ahead and talk about your
issues. We're talking about the Dead Sea right now, and where you cannot sink. And the scorching sun dries your skin almost at once. The thin crust of salt which the water deposits on your body makes you look quite white, actually. And you must rinse this off quickly or risk severe burning. Now, virtually nothing grows here. The shore is utterly desolate, and in summer it bakes like an oven. And when I first saw this desert, the shallow water close to shore was choked with the stumps of ancient trees, encrusted in salt. It's rather a bizarre beauty. It's hard to believe that this whole area was once a beautiful garden, exceptionally fertile.
It was the Valley of Siddim. The Valley of Siddim, it was called.
Yes. Josephus, the Jewish historian, says that in his day, that's 2,000 years ago, now the cities were destroyed 4,000 years ago. Now, 2,000 years ago, Josephus said that the remains of ash of the city are still there and could be seen in his day. So the location of these dead cities was known and pointed to in his day.
Right.
But after the destruction of Judea and the dispersion of the Jews in AD 70 and again in 135, this knowledge was forgotten. And in our day, popular speculations have placed the ruins of these lost cities on the floor of the Dead Sea. And people have gone exploring the bottom, but they've found nothing at all except the remains of dead trees, coated in bitumen and oil. Now, so it's obvious that the cities are not drowned under the sea, and the ruins were still visible in Josephus' day, and he said the bitumen was floating to the surface of the sea, but the cities themselves, the ruins, could still be seen. Now, his description of the remains perfectly describes what you can still see today. They're visible on the land beside the sea, but the bitumen comes up from the sea. They're all whitish in color. The shadows and shapes display all the visual characteristics of ancient cities and walls. Now, from surveying, mapping, and dating the ancient shorelines in the salt caves of Mount Siddim, it has been concluded that the sea level about 2,000 years ago was higher than it is now. And the significance of this is this. If the remains of Sodom and Gomorrah were visible in the first century when the sea level was higher, then the same remains cannot be underwater today when the sea level is lower. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Explorations have been done to the plain, the drowned plain to the south of the Dead Sea, and nothing has been found there either. But the identification has now been made. There is a mountain called Mount Siddim, and this long, narrow mountain is a salt dome made entirely of salt, and behind it is the squarish shape of an ancient city. And since the mountain is called Mount Siddim, could this adjacent city have been Sodom? Well, there are five cities which share one thing in common. In all the world, only these five cities share this feature. Within their perimeters, everything has been totally burnt to ash. Now, I know that Zoar is a new settlement on the same location, but the original city of Zoar is included in that too. And the second largest, as well as the best preserved of the sites, lies between Masada and the Dead Sea. Now, since Gomorrah was listed second in the biblical account, we conclude that these ashen remains qualify to be the remnants of Gomorrah. Now, this city, am I heard on air? Can I be heard? Hello? Hello?
I'm here. I just shut off. I'm here. We didn't lose our connection, did we? Yeah, reconnect. Yeah, I just put off my speaker so I wouldn't interrupt him while he was continuing his discussion. Just reconnect. He just probably thought because he couldn't hear me responding when he wanted to make a comment. I was, oh, where's Deagle gone? No, we're still connected. Right now we're dealing with a situation where Israel is sitting on the largest deposit of oil and potash on the planet. The potash, by the way, makes organic food. If you actually take that minerals from the Dead Sea, every vitamin, every mineral, every protein in every living thing requires those minerals. And by the way, they're at a concentration that are not present in our oceans now, but in the ancient world and in their enzymes in every living thing, they do exist. So in other words, the trace minerals that are present in the Dead Sea are the key to actually turning on the genes for every life form on Earth, including, we got Jonathan back. Go ahead, Jonathan, you're on.
Yeah, yes, I was on, and I think I was not being heard, so
You were being heard, but I had turned off my speaker so that I wouldn't interrupt you or give you background noise. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we'll continue then.
Yeah.
I've identified the site of Sodom and identified the site of Gomorrah, and this Gomorrah has to be the eeriest ghost town on earth.
Right.
You experience an oven by day and at night the stark silence of death. And this whole region reeks of some ancient curse. I still remember vividly, Dr. Bill, my first visit to this haunting place. It was 2 hours before sunset, and the shadows were lengthening, and that accentuated the ashen shapes rising above the desert.
Right.
And I could make out the outlines of walls. Now, from the start, I was struck by the contrast between the brown of the stony desert and the white of a city that had been turned to ashes on that desert.
Yeah.
And these were separate and most distinct from each other. The white of the ashen city and the brown of the desert.
Right.
And after a preliminary exploration, I located a spot on the ashes to lie down and sleep for the night. Well, sleep's not the word. I might as well have been in a tomb. It was
right.
So deathly silent, and time after time I'd drop off to sleep only to almost instantly awaken, because the silence just wakens you.
Well, yeah, there's no insects, there's no birds.
Somebody's TV or motor cars or something, there's noise all the time in the background as we sleep, even though we're used to it and we don't notice it.
But there's
no noise at all, no light of any kind.
Right.
And each time I'd stare at the sky overhead and note that the stars hardly seemed to have moved. Well, eventually the moon peered over the horizon and crept slowly higher over the Dead Sea. And then it started casting eerie shadows on the remains around me. Structures composed totally of ash, and it's rather weird, all under the full moon in the city of the dead.
Right.
Well, I could hardly wait for sunrise. And the sun popped up from behind the Jordanian hills, blazing hot from the first moment. And in no time, I was perspiring. And soon, the plain was a furnace.
Right.
And in this desert, the temperature could soar to 49 degrees Celsius in the shade. That's 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this time of the year, the maximum time one could explore was about 30 minutes.
Right.
Because dehydration was quick.
Right.
So then you look around for a shady spot, and you stay there, and you just drink in any rare spot of shade. And you know that in this valley, like an immense oven. Many people have died of thirst in a matter of hours. Not days, but just hours, the same day.
Right.
And it might be another half an hour in the shade before you're ready to brave direct sun again. Because heat is reflecting up from the ashes. You have to go there to experience and experience it to know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Now, however, there's distinct form of structures here. Remains of buildings. I noted one that was five stories high. All ash now. This place had suffered tremendous fiery destruction. And I saw that there were openings in the walls periodically. Entrances to the city where you see actual streets. And Sodom and Gomorrah were Canaanite cities, according to the Bible. And the cities of the Canaanites were constructed with double walls, with buildings
right.
on top of the walls.
Right.
Now, here were shapes of windows. And one becomes aware that nothing one's eyes see is stone or earth or sand. Not anymore.
Right.
You're looking here at ash, ash from a tremendous fire, and there it is, the city wall, a double wall with buttresses coming out from both sides at right angles. It's all very evident that this was a man-built city.
Right.
Now, the original discoverer, Ron Wyatt, an American archaeologist, had a similar experience to what I was later to experience. And that is going in, seeing the site, and then, but not seeing the clinching evidence. And then praying and going back, both he and I separately, having the same experience, separately praying, and then separately going back and finding that the prayer had been immediately answered. That in this desert, rain had just fallen. Now, the rain played a very important part in the discovery. You might say, well, rain in the desert? Yes, rain is a rare occurrence in this area. There's as little as a quarter of an inch to half an inch of rain a year. Now, the rain had splashed away the thin film of ash that normally blows on top of the evidence. And that's what conceals the evidence. But now, there they were, embedded in the ash, because the rain had just washed away the outer covering of ash that had blown over the evidence. And here, when that was rained away, embedded in the ash were balls of burnt sulfur, brimstone, probably millions of them. Here was actual evidence that fire and brimstone once rained down upon this area. And as I bent to pick up a block of ash, I noticed small yellow balls embedded in the ash. Each ball was or had been surrounded by a black crystalline shell.
Right.
And around that was a reddish-black ring in the ash, a burn ring. Well, I pried one of these out and I recognized it as sulfur. Smelling it, I knew it was sulfur. Here was the physical evidence needed. All through the ashen remains were round balls of sulfur encapsulated in burnt crystalline sulfur embedded in the sides of buildings.
Right.
And as we scanned the site, at first not knowing what to look for, I saw these sulfur balls literally everywhere. And we hadn't been able to see them because of the loose ash that had covered everything. But now the rain had washed away the ash, the loose ash, and caused a section to fall away, which revealed these sulfur balls embedded through the ashen material.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. We're going to continue the story when we come back from break. What people need to understand why you reveal this with a very rare rain is an important statement. And the archaeology of this is what's coming not only to the state of Israel, I call it, it's a real hell, but also to the Middle East and to our world, because we have not repented.
Yes, and we'll deal with that as the program progresses.
We have not repented. Here we have a lot of Christians in this country. 78% of Americans say they're Christian, but we have not repented. And that's not good. And that includes, by the way, our president, who is doing some things correct and other things very wrong, and we're going to point it out here when we come back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. So please continue your amazing story, Jonathan. You've had sulfur balls there you got from basically the area of Gomorrah. People need to realize this is very real, this is not like theoretical. And it also shows the Bible is true. Please continue.
Yes. Okay. Now, the reddish-black crystalline material surrounding the sulfur balls shows that they had once been on fire. That's scientific evidence. Now, what I'm about to relate to you happened to me on more than one expedition. Of my many expeditions to Gomorrah, I believe it was on the fifth one that I took some professional cameraman in with me. I wanted so badly for the world to see these unique sulfur balls, but they were normally covered over. And since I knew that prayer worked, for me it's worked on so many occasions and still does, I had prayed again before leaving Australia. And this would also be my wife Josephine's first visit. And I so much wanted her to see them too. So it was dark. We arrived at Gomorrah about 9 p.m. and our four-wheel drive vehicle bumped its way across the desert and entered the ruins. We turned right into a cul-de-sac and stopped. Now, I was seated next to the driver, and in the darkness, I threw the door open and slid to the ground. And from her seat behind me, Josephine did the same. She had a flashlight in her hand. She shone it straight down to the ground and screamed. "Look," she said, "it's been raining. See the impressions in the ash?" And then she shone the light between my feet. "There it is," she said, "a sulfur ball." And what was she excited? Well, the cameraman got out and he ran around to our side. I picked up the sulfur ball, about the size of a child's marble, and examined it. And then I called out, "Does anyone have a spoon?" And Brett, the driver, fumbled in his bag and he handed me a spoon. And so then I called out for matches. Anyone got matches? Well, one of the team offered me matches quickly, and everyone was, well, you can say very excited. Except for me, this was everyone's first expedition. Well, I placed the sulfur ball on the spoon, and I struck the match, and a purple-bluish light began to grow bigger, and it lit up the area around us so that we could lay out our ground sheets to lie down for the rest of the night. And we did that by the light of the burning sulfur ball. Now, it's interesting that these sulfur balls, we have had them examined. We've been to volcanic areas around the world. They have nothing like this. They have layers of sulfur, yes. There are no such things as these in the world, as far as we know. And this is the clinching evidence. The pressed powder constituency, balls of brimstone, that's sulfur, inside burn capsules and surrounded by burn rings embedded in ash. That's a phenomenon which, as far as can be determined, is found nowhere else in this whole planet. Now, here was something that long, long ago had come out of the sky, burning. The ash had then smothered the ball and the fire had gone out. And now, 4,000 years later, here we were reigniting and finishing off the fire. It seems that as these burning balls of brimstone fell from the sky, they set everything ablaze. And they burnt right through everything. And as they burnt, after a while, molten material surrounding the sulfur cut it off from the oxygen, preserving it in the interior of the ashes.
Right.
And what we call a burn ring surrounds each capsule,
now,
suggesting that the ash itself was vitrified after that.
Jonathan, the vitrified ash balls of sulfur, give us the interpretation for today, because right now we're in the beginning stages of what I call the War of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and various things are going to happen from that. And what you're saying today is part of the prophetic unveiling of this process, isn't it?
Well, Jesus himself told us that as it was in the days of Lot, the man
right.
who was dragged out of Sodom for his own safety.
Right.
So it shall be again. The behavior of people is the same. There's so much sexual perversion. There's so much wealth, riches. There's so much idleness, so much pride, even wars being fought for the bitumen, for the oil. We're in the same situation today as was Lot. And Jesus himself said Lot's day is a foretaste on a small scale of what's going to come worldwide on a big scale very soon.
Yeah, in fact, one of the things that's very interesting is the prince of Persia, or Iran, is in the process, we talked about this on Monday with Susan Lindauer, our CIA agent, is in the process of flying three flights a day into Libya to support the Christian Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, to actually take over Libya that's been duly elected normal secular government, supported by a secular general who actually is trying to support the government. And the fall of Libya, if you look at the table of nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39, it includes Libya, doesn't it?
Well, we've got prophecy being fulfilled for sure.
Right. And so I want to throw something and just see how you tie it to the sulfur balls. The sulfur balls are there because if you have giant, if you want to call it sulfur-based, cork, if you want to call it, in this giant bathless of oil. When Lot was there with his wife, there were these pits where people would have the caravans go by, and once a month they would actually sell all these bitumen and so on. And they were so wealthy, they had all the sexual and religious perversion and child sacrifice and so on. And God brought judgment on them, even though they're sitting on this giant wealth. And what people should understand is Israel is in the same position now. Israel is getting ready to bomb the Bashar reactor because of Iran's actions and their threats against Israel. America killed this guy, Soleiman Rouhani, and you have to understand this. He has had a diplomatic passport in a green zone that was supposedly protecting him, although he's a criminal, okay? He killed over 600 American soldiers, was planning something else, terroristic activity. So what you're seeing happening here is the Iranian response is to keep face. But what I see happening, and these are prophetic things that God showed me years ago, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is coming, the bombing of the Bashar reactor is coming, the destruction of Damascus, Syria with a nuclear bomb, because if you look at the Old Testament scriptures, the only way to describe it is after nuclear destruction of Damascus, the oldest living city on earth. And the table of nations you see along from North Africa as well as the Middle East are the ones that are going to try to invade Israel. And this table of nations is I am against you, O Gog, Chief Prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, Ezekiel 38 and 39. It comes back to this giant deposit of oil. In fact, the oil fields we gave over that Turkey took over in the Syrian-Iraqi territory are just a subfield of this giant bathless of oil, which was run by the Kurds, by the way. And the Kurds were the Medo-Persians that actually were the ones that gave the gifts to Yeshua Jesus, because the Kurds had intermarried with the Kohanim, and in fact, my ancestors were Kurdish Kohanim called the Magi that gave the gifts to Jesus, okay? From Isfahan, which is really near the Bashar reactor that's about to be nuked by Israel. Israel is going to almost certainly nuke them soon, and this is all prophecy. In fact, it says in the Bible, there'll be not a place on the earth where the people from Western Iran, the people, the population, have actually migrated from, because of the great destruction happening to that area. That is going to be a coming war, and I don't know if it's definitely not decades away. I don't have the timeline. But the fact that you're talking about these sulfur balls in Sodom and Gomorrah, we're facing a greater destruction than Sodom and Gomorrah coming to the state of Israel and to the Middle East and to the Western world and America. And it says, you know, it says in the Bible about America, Babylon the Great has fallen. Great was their wealth because they had become wealthy through their trade and riches of the world. The whole world weeps for the fall of Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great is America. We are not repentant. We are tied to the state of it's a real hell, Israel right now. And they and their actions in the Middle East are warming up toward World War III, which is literally the War of Armageddon is coming, isn't it?
It's on its way, yes, and it may be closer than we think. And yeah. Jesus himself did say this. He said, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation.
Right.
And except for the elect, that's the faithful ones, nobody would be left alive.
Right.
So the destruction is going to be horrendous. The only safety is to accept our Maker, our Creator,
right,
who loves us, into our lives and let him take charge. Do
right.
what he says.
And by the way, if you don't do God and add an extra O, you're not going to be saved physically, spiritually, geopolitically, and otherwise. We need to get through to Donald Trump. If I can get you in front of Trump, for example, to get him to repent. Because remember, Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. And remember, Masons do lots of good works. He's fixed the economy. He's trying to fix the border. He's trying to arrange trade. But the manner he's doing things are laying the groundwork for the mark of the beast, even pushing 5G network. You have to understand what's going on here. Even his response to kill Qasem Soleimani is laying the groundwork for the next stages of the movements toward the events of the Old Testament, where the great destruction of not only the state of Israel, which will kill most of the citizens there. A lot of people think Israel is impervious to destruction. They're not. They've been working on Iron Dome. They don't have missile defenses impervious to
against
attacks.
There's actually a prophecy that Israel will be destroyed.
Right. And in fact,
in the Old Testament.
Yesterday, Rouhani said, "We will destroy Haifa and Tel Aviv." Now, remember, the most, if you want, a sexually perverted city on the earth is not San Francisco. It's Tel Aviv, isn't it?
Yep.
And you know that they've even...
Turkey actually is making plans right now to have a coalition of Muslim forces to come and set up in Jerusalem to make their world Muslim headquarters in Jerusalem. That's what they're planning right now.
And by the way, the guy that they're supporting that's the best friends of Erdogan calls himself the Mahdi. He has a national program. He wears Armani suits and has women dancing around like cats. And this guy, Adnan Oktar, thinks he's the Mahdi with Erdogan that's going to set up the Islamic world state or the resurrection of the Ottoman Empire. New Ottoman Empire, that's what they want to do. And the fourth largest army on earth with contracts to make Stinger missiles and tanks, etc., is Turkey,
yep.
A so-called NATO ally, believe it or not. And last month, and also last year, Erdogan insisted on Trump giving him nukes. Did you know that?
Insisted on Trump what?
Giving him nuclear devices and access to the nuclear codes on the insulated airbase.
Yes.
God help us. Let me tell you.
It's not everyday life anymore.
No.
We're in the alliance, tremendous end times.
Since we pulled out and we left the Kurds at the mercy of the Turks, we now have a situation where Assad has now fallen to an alliance with Turkey, Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia. And these nations are lined up for exactly the list that are going to bring great destruction not only to Israel and the Middle East, but the whole world. You don't hear a response from Russia and China because they're terrified that if they're pulled into this, like it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, "I shall pull you with hooks in your jaws like a wild animal. O Rosh, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh." Okay? You know Gog? Gog is the Khazarian Mountains. These are the people that attack the caravan. They currently rule the state of Israel hell. They're not ancient Jews. They're Khazarians. They're the land of Gog. Even people from Hungary and so on know the land of Gog is this area that attacked the caravans in the southern Caucasus Mountains. And Russia is going to be pulled into this whether they like it or not, aren't they?
Well, it's big things are about to happen.
Yeah.
It may be sooner than most people realize.
Yeah, and there's not going to be a 7-year warning either. It's going to happen quickly, isn't it?
Very quickly.
Yeah. Destruction will come on quickly as a harbinger. As a woman in labor who screams. Lots of warnings coming.
Our future is not with this world.
Which is most important.